It'll be a busy Friday evening, and hopefully the weather cooperates as it has recently for the gallery hops. And one show that really popped off the schedule to me was the one at the M.S. Resnick Gallery, which features Gail Serlin and Georgia Henkel, because these are two artists who are very well known in Lexington, very well known for their work and other activities in the Lexington arts community, but could not recall that they have exhibited together before. But it was really interesting getting to talk to them about their show, because they are actually cross street neighbors who share a real sensibility for creating art with found objects and incorporating them into kind of fantastical, thoughtful pieces.
We also have some of the work of some of your colleagues or former colleagues at the newspaper.
We do. There's quite a Herald Leader presence in Gallery Hop this week. We've got Kevin Nance, who is my direct predecessor in this job as arts writer for the Herald Leader, is coming back from Chicago, where he currently resides and works, with a photography exhibit at the Hunt Morgan House. So, he's viewing it as a great chance to show another chapter of his life and see some old friends. And then here at the Herald Leader, up on our fourth floor level, you can see the work of Joel Pett, who is our Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist, who definitely raises some hackles among folks, but I think also gains a lot of respect for the craft of his cartoons.
We have a play opening that actually features a life in theater.
A Life in Theater, it is by David Mamet, and it's interesting because it is a play about an older thespian sort of bringing a younger actor along, and the cast is made up of Paul Thomas, who is well known to local stage fans and also well known as a teacher at SCAPA in their drama program. And he's playing opposite Cody Taylor, who is one of his students. So you have this story that Mamet wrote about the older actor bringing the younger actor along, and actually that relationship sort of mirrored in the actors chosen for the play. So that'll be going on the next 2 weekends at Actors Guild, out on the out at the old South Elkhorn Theater off of Harrodsburg Road.
And some folks have found that some of the nights in the region are grand for singing.
This is the annual Grand Night for Singing, going into its second weekend. It's gained it's become a perennial favorite among a lot of people who really like opera and show tunes and really well-trained voices at the Singletary Center for the Arts. And it's a good full evening of a wide variety of music, from some real classics of the Broadway stage to some classics of the American Top 40, which we've all been thinking about this week with Casey Kasem's passing.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for us to sign off. We have no distinctive sign-off like Casey Kasem, but we can at least say thanks, Rich, for your update this week.
Well, and keep reaching for the stars, John.